Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, March 27th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Two injured from vehicle crash on Highway 46 East. Third round of No Kings protests on Saturday. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 49 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, and lots more. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Two people suffered major injuries from yesterday's crash on Highway 46. Three vehicles collided at the intersection of the 46 East and Union Road in Paso Robles at about 5:21 a.m., according to the Paso Robles Police Department. Two people had to be extricated from one of the vehicles and were transported to a local hospital with major injuries. The Paso Police Department says none of the other occupants went to the hospital from the scene. Highway 46 East was closed from the intersection to Jardine Road for several hours, reopening by about 8:19 a.m., according to CHP. The Paso Robles Police Department is continuing to investigate this incident. Paso Fire and Emergency Services has released a statement reminding residents and property owners of the city's weed abatement ordinance. Property inspections for weed abatement requirements will begin May 12th. The purpose of weed abatements is to decrease fire hazards caused by vegetation growth and the accumulation of combustible debris. Property owners are required to clear all dead leaves, weed, brush, trees, and tree limbs. The clearance must be a minimum of 50 feet in width at the perimeter of the property and from any roadway. Weed abatement requirements for all properties of someone's property, including their backyard, can be found on the City of Paso Robles website. No Kings 3 protests to return to San Luis Obispo County. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. A third round of No Kings protest is being organized across the nation for this weekend. Titled No Kings 3, this event will have several rallies in San Luis Obispo County on Saturday, March 28th. Protests are planned for downtown San Luis Obispo, Cambria, Grover Beach, and Atascadero. Organizers for the event said, quote, "Right now it's our immigration neighbors and their families being terrorized and torn apart, detained in private detention camps, run for profit, and killed in our streets." The Atascadero protest will be held from 10 a.m. to noon at the intersection of El Camino Real and Morro Road. The protesters will march through downtown Atascadero at about 11 a.m. The Cambria event will be from 3 to 4:30 p.m. at Cambria Drive between Highway 1 and Main Street. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo announced there'll be a prescribed burn at Huasna Ranch property this weekend. Beginning Sunday, March 29th, CAL FIRE, in coordination with other agencies, will be burning 1,900 acres adjacent to the Gifford burn scar. The impact to the populated communities is expected to be minimal, according to CAL FIRE. Smoke may be visible in nearby communities and favorable weather conditions are anticipated. If burn conditions are not suitable, the operation may be postponed. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks 8-2. The Angels shut out the Astros 3-0. The Tigers over the Padres 8-2. Tonight, the Giants will face the Yankees. The Padres will go against the Tigers. The Athletics will face the Blue Jays. The Angels will go against the Astros. The Dodgers will face the Diamondbacks. In the NBA yesterday, the Magic beat the Kings 121-117. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Nets. The Warriors will go against the Wizards. The Clippers will face the Pacers. In California news, after passing through the Senate, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill on Thursday to rename Cesar Chavez Day, March 31st, to Farm Workers Day. Organizations and schools have also begun to change the names of celebrations previously named after Cesar Chavez, such as naming events after the chant of the farm workers' rallying cry, Si Se Puede, which translates to Yes We Can. The U.S. Justice Department announced on Thursday it is opening an investigation into California and Maine regulations regarding inmates. The Justice Department is investigating whether the California Institution for Women in San Bernardino County violates the rights of female inmates because they allow transgender women to be housed with them. Officials for Lowell High School in San Francisco confirmed that Tom Chan, a teacher at the school for more than 20 years, resigned late last week. Chan was placed on district investigation and administrative leave for alleged fat-shaming and sexist quiz questions. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, it's planting season for a lot of folks across America, and this year farmers are facing low commodity prices and high input costs, so every acre counts. Cody Blokowicz is with Helena Agra Enterprises and is a product manager out of Colorado and says, Quick Shot, one of their latest products, is designed to help improve grower return on investment.
Yeah, Quick Shot is one of the latest products that we've brought out to help growers improve their ROI. As you know, growers have a lot going against them, and so it's the important part is to get something out in their hands that's going to make a difference, especially even that planting time. Often we don't think of how important having a macro and a micronutrient package is early in that growth stage. So when those radical and seminal roots are coming out, very, very important that those roots find some nutrients, and the sooner the better, to establish a more even emergence, be able to get that plant to get going, more vigor.
And he says rather than relying on generic inputs, Helena has developed Quick Shot to provide a more complete approach to early season nutrition. Learn more at HelenaAgra.com.
MidlandBowl.com.
If you're looking for this country's best bulls, then head to Midland Bull Test in South Central Montana for the final sort bull sale April 2nd and 3rd. Bulls backed by measurement, not marketing. You'll find America's largest source of efficiency tested bulls representing the top 5% from over 100 nationwide consigners. On Thursday, Saleer, Simmentals, Herefords, Limflex, Pinscour, and Red Angus sell, and on Friday, all Black Angus. Visit MidlandBullTest.com for performance data, sale catalogs, and to register to bid online.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Allegretto Vineyard Resort invites you to experience the flavors of Campania, a vibrant region in southern Italy known for its coastal cuisine and bold Mediterranean flavors. The culinary tour of Italy features regionally inspired dishes from a cornetta with mozzarella and porchetta to linguine with clams, white wine, lemon, and grilled focaccia at lunch. Savor dishes like crudo di pesca with fresh amberjack. Complete the experience by adding wine from Campania. Reserve your table at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Farmers who serve on the California Farm Bureau Board of Directors gathered in Sacramento last week to meet with legislators and regulatory officials to advocate on issues that affect agriculture. Among the issues Farm Bureau board members spoke to lawmakers and their staff about were the recent increase in wolf livestock conflicts, a proposed tax credit to offset the cost to farmers paying overtime wages, a bill that would require any wine labeled as American to be completely made from U.S.-grown grapes, and regulation of nitrate contamination in the state's water supply. Roger Everett, a Tulare County beekeeper and citrus farmer, described the Capitol visits as an opportunity for farmers to highlight agricultural issues that legislators from urban areas might not be aware of. The majority of these people don't engage in agriculture, Everett said. It's on us to provide them with the information of our operations and what affects us and how we're going to survive in the world they're trying to create for us. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. West-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the mid-40s, south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 80s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Sunday, cloudy on Monday through Wednesday with a 25 to 30% chance of showers on Tuesday and Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday, mostly sunny on Friday. Mid-80s on Sunday, mid-70s Monday, mid-60s on Tuesday, upper-60s Wednesday and Thursday, 70 a week from today. Currently, it is 49 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
President Trump is allowing another 10 days for negotiations before the deadline to strike Iran's energy sector, though stock futures are lower and crude oil prices are higher. Brent crude, the global benchmark, topped $110 a barrel this morning. West Texas Intermediate, which is U.S. oil, rose to $96. The head of fertilizer company Yara says farmers are facing higher costs because of the Iran conflict. CEO Svein Tore Hollister says farmers are likely to scale back fertilizer purchases and switch to crops that will pay them better given the uncertainty. An artificial intelligence company, Anthropic, has won a court injunction that pauses the Trump administration's designation of Anthropic as a supply chain risk. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Poselda, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcomes spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repair, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
We're here to help.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peek Painting at peekpainting.com.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Ready to go. It's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. The perfect Central Valley staycation with outstanding gas prices. 238-5775, which, of course, you can text that, 238-KPRL, to chit-chat and yip-yap and hobnob and shoot the brute, whatever. Why, it's freedom of speech.
And outlaws, right guys and southpaws, good dogs and all kinds of cats. Dirt roads and white lines and all kinds of stop signs. I stand right here where I'm at.
KPRL.
There's two kind of lovers and two kind of brothers and two kind of babies to hold. There's two kind of cherries and two kind of fairies. Two kind of mothers, I'm told and told. Cause I wear my own kind of hat.
The Morning Exchange.
Alrighty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, it's Darcia and Kenny, or Kenny and Darcia. Again, it depends on who's in the pilot's seat this afternoon. So there you be. There you be. There you be. All right, let's see here. Got a couple of things already in. And here's one. This was from the email. It came from up front. A listener just called in and said he was at the DMV and it was a complete disaster. Everything is digital and it is chaos. Wants someone from KPRL to see it for themselves and to inform the public. Well, Chris, what are you doing this afternoon?
I'm not going to the DMV, I can tell you that much. I mean, we've gone recently to get our real IDs, so...
I didn't have a problem.
Yeah, me neither. In fact, I kind of like that things are digital. Recently, I had to renew my vehicle's registration. I clicked on a link sent to my email. I typed in the information, and I paid for it right then and there. I didn't have to go down to the DMV for it.
Right.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, it's convenient and quick. I do, too. And more things from the DMV, well, like, as you could say. Well, yeah, more things you're being able to do. So you don't have to go to the DMV in person.
Which I think is a plus, although it's kind of funny that that's the case.
Yeah, it is. It is a plus. And look, they need to and have to upgrade the equipment and so forth, so it's going to the digital. I don't know what, when somebody sends a message and said it's chaos, what is the chaos? Because it's different.
Right. Now, I can only assume that they're talking about some of the things that are digital at the DMV itself, because, you know, most of the things that they do right now are on computers or require some form of digital confirmation. And I understand that it can be confusing at times, but I don't think it's any more confusing than what anything had to be. Everything had to be done with paper. Because the DMV.
Well, right. So, you know, because you go in and they... Look, there's signs all over the place telling you what to do. If you follow the signs, and then, you know, and if you need to, you can go down to those computers against that wall over there and do whatever. And at least in my experience there, that they were very, very helpful if you had a question. It was pretty simple, and again, I had to go through the license and the real ID. not an issue. Yeah, I had to wait, but the wait didn't seem that long.
I mean, I always expect to wait at the DMV.
Right. Well, you know, I probably was there a total of an hour. And to tell you the truth, I expected more. So I kind of, you know, again, mentally prepared myself for it and, you know, adjusted the schedule for the day. But I was pleasantly surprised that I was only there for a total of an hour.
Yeah.
And I had to go back a couple of times to different windows because of some things. You know, I think you remember that one is my birth certificate wasn't up to code.
I vaguely recall you mentioning that.
All right. So got the problem solved. No big deal.
In my case, I came too early because I'm used to showing up to places earlier than I need to. So when I arrived for my appointment about 10 minutes early, they told me to sit down and wait to get back in line.
Well, that's I will say the one thing there, that the one lady, she was kind of like the soup Nazi with me because I did the same thing. There was nobody in line. And so I'm standing there in that anyway, and she goes, next. And I come up, she goes, do you have an appointment? And I said, yes, 10 o'clock. And it was like 9:55. And she goes, stand back.
Basically, yeah. And it kind of confuses me, too, because once they get your information, you're going to sit down again anyway and wait to be called up again. So why, you know, make me sit down, wait to go up to give them my information, to go back and sit down again, to wait to be called up again?
Right. Again, there was nobody there. There was nobody in that particular line. Which is 9:55.
That's probably, you know, some sort of organizational thing for them. I don't know what it is, but it's the DMV.
Yeah, it's government. Yeah, yeah. Because maybe that they have it pops up on a list and it says 9:55 appointment, 10 o'clock appointment, et cetera, and it just keeps things in order. I don't know, but it was I kind of giggled about it because just the way she's so abrupt. So abrupt, and then, you know, again, for those that know Seinfeld and the soup Nazi thing, it's probably why I giggled, because I immediately thought of that. But then, when I, you know, went up, and she said, next, and it was me, and she was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, this is good. This is going to be good and stuff like that. So, anyway.
Oh, yeah, there was also the one incident I described where when I walked in, I didn't know where the front of the line was or the back of the line was. I assumed the back of the line was the spot furthest away from the desk. But no, that was the front of the line. I was informed that the back of the line was the other way. I'm like, oh, sorry. And I immediately go to the back of the line. And then when another employee asked which order it was, the one that told me to go to the back of the line said, he's next, the one that tried to cut in line right there. And I was like, excuse me? I didn't try to cut in line.
Well, I'm glad you went before you did, because you told me about that line situation.
Yeah.
So when I went in, I was almost like crouching down looking like, okay, which one did he mean? And make sure that I did it the right way.
You understand what I mean when you walk in there, though, right? Like, I mean, there is signs to direct you, but I mean, I just kind of naturally
that one,
assumed.
That one was, I think, because we're not used to that, the way the formation is.
Yeah.
So, you know, we say, okay, go to the back of the line, go to the front. What does it mean? Anyway, it worked out. So anyway, for the person who called up to the front and wanted this on the air, it would be nice to know what a complete disaster and chaos it was.
What does that look like? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, we are currently propagandizing positive vibes for the DMV right now. The last thing you'd expect me to do.
Right. I think, let's see here on the text. A trip to the King City DMV is well worth it to get in and out in a jiffy. Well, it's a 55-minute drive, and it took me, again, it was a total hour for me to do what I needed to get done at the DMV, so it would not worth, because I did think about that. I did think about that. Let's see here. Uh-oh, here we go. Text, our DMV is rude. If you try to complain, Sacramento sends the complaints back to our local office, or Dora the manager intercepts them so they never change. Lots of work with these state workers' attitudes. Again, I didn't experience, I mean, she did that one thing, but, you know, okay, so she was very nice when she helped. So Maybe it depends on the day. I don't know if they have different workers there at certain times and so forth, but I, Chris, again, I'm sure that, well, I shouldn't speak for you, but the people that the windows you went to, they were fine?
Yeah, they were mostly fine. I had no problems whatsoever. The only thing I could say is sometimes whenever they have to explain something to you, a DMV employee can sound a little bit condescending, but they probably have to explain this 1,000 times every day to other people, and most of them probably just don't get it.
And I know what the some people, well, you said, well, that's their job. Well, oh gosh, you know, again, if you sit there and observe, and you watch what some of the people do, and again, they tell you in advance what you need to do and so forth. You know, it's akin that people go there in grocery lines. What do you need to do when you get in a grocery line? You have to pay. So you're standing there for 10 minutes, and then after everything is done, then you take out your wallet or whatever, then you start doing it. I saw people at the DMV, they would take, they'd get up and, you know, they're there, and it says, you know, on the computer screen there, you know, who's next? F14. You're next, and, you know, you'll go to Windows 6. Okay, so be prepared with the paperwork. Nope, people get up there and they start dilly-dallying around, and I can see where some of these workers, now again, it's their job and so forth, to get a little just ticked off about people doing stuff like that. Besides, you should be thinking about the other people behind you. Hi, good morning.
Hello, this is Linda George, 30-year state worker. Don't defend the DMV.
Well, I'm going to defend them because I had a good experience with them. So I can't come in here and say that they stink or they're terrible if I didn't have a bad experience.
Right, and you know, and to be honest, it's hit and miss with our local DMV. It really is. You know, I've had experiences there where I've gone in and they've done a great job, and then like how you guys just said, oh well, they have to explain it a bunch of times. Well, you know what? They dubbed me the shift lead from Hades as I was 19 years old. What I would say to that is, I'm sorry, you're getting paid for your job. Okay, the DMV gets a higher rate of salary than most state department jobs. They fought about 10 years ago for a differential pay. So they get paid higher than most state workers. I mean, I know you and I don't agree that state workers make a lot of money, but they make the most. The other fact is they have farmed out the majority of their work to kiosks. AAA used to be a good place to go to. So when they're in that office, as far as I'm concerned, they have very little to do. I took a form in there that said, drop off at your local office. They handed it back to me and said, send it in the mail. And I replied, don't you have inner office mail? Yes, but not to that department. So I find it really hard to have any empathy or sympathy for DMV workers statewide because they get paid the most out of most classifications for the state, well, and that is their job. That is their job.
As we know, pay does not correlate with talent or ability and so forth, particularly in the state, as we've seen in government here in this county. But the other thing, too, is, again, I said this several times already, I understand it's their job, but however, when people are just complete knuckleheads and you have to deal with that, I don't care if it is your job, 8 hours a day, you're going to have times when you get a little bit ticked off with people just being plain stupid.
Well, there's no doubt about that. Okay, let's just be real. The general public is not very intelligent. I worked in a department that was a production-oriented department, such as DMV is, EDD is. Anytime you get into a production-oriented department, especially with the state, they track us by statistics. For instance, when I was a disability evaluation analyst for SSA, I would get up to 17 cases a week, and I would have to close 17 plus just to keep my mean processing time down. One of the things I notice in our local DMV is the manager does stand right in the middle of their area and times and watches them. So that goes back into having a more toxic workplace. That's why most of the DMV workers, most of EDD workers don't smile. It's not because the public is the problem. The problem is we're being timed. We're being watched. We're being documented. We're being fired.
What's the reason for that?
That is the way you go for the state. So when you get a job with the state, after you hit 1 year, you are a permanent employee. That's it. It takes three terminations like me to get rid of someone after 30 years. So the point being is the complacency in a state government job, not city or county, is that once you hit there, you get your health benefits. It's very difficult to leave, and it's very difficult to get rid of you. So when it's in those mean processing or statistic type jobs, that's where you see most of the adverse actions occur, because it's easier to get rid of you if you're not doing your job in a timely manner when they time you. And that goes to a lot of the contractual issues with the unions. You know, they shouldn't be able to get rid of us that easy, blah, 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 blah. So, I just called in because, yeah, it is our job. I mean, I had 120 cases at all times on my caseload for 14 years. Sure, I got in trouble a couple times for being snippy, but 99% of the time, no.
But you think the local DMV, they're a little bit more snippy than usual?
Oh, they're absolutely condescending and rude. You know, when you said she told you to jump back for 5 minutes, Chris, you're absolutely right. You get checked in and you go sit down again. So is it going to hurt that person unless someone's telling them not to do it? That's the only way you know the difference. I tried to do a group complaint about our local DMV recently, and I found that most people have a good experience.
Mm-hmm.
But not all. It seems, like I said, it's hit and miss. Well, this was something I was...
But yeah, I also think, along those lines, because now we're, crossing into general, is that there are people who just wake up in the morning, and I don't care whether it's a DMV or they're going to buy cat litter, they're a pain in the neck.
Yes, and you're talking to her.
Well, I could see that coming. Yes, that would be easy. So I would have to mentally prepare myself.
True. I mean, but the thing is, when you take a job with the public, guess what? You're going to work with the public. And I think it becomes more disappointing to find out how the general public doesn't even know how to use the majority of the systems that are there. I mean, they just sit and wait for someone to help them, if you ask me. When I did SSA adjudication, I mean, we're talking a case could take up to 6 months sometimes to review because of their conditions. Well, imagine you got 120 disabled people on your caseload at all times. Did I get written up? Sure, I got written up for being a little bit of a jerk once in a while, but that was just a few times in 14 years, of the job.
One of the things, I mean, again, everybody's a little bit different. So, for example, when Attila the Hun told me to get back, when I went up the second time, I didn't carry, I wasn't ticked. I was kind of amused, but...
Right.
When I went back up, I made sure that I said, "Hey, how you doing today? Is everything going good?" Instead of just being here, instead of being a grumpo.
Well, it's easy to match their energy at any DMV, not just ours. Our DMV just happens to be rude. They're somehow semi-efficient. But, again, I don't have a lot of sympathy for a department that has farmed out their work to kiosks and other areas. I asked them that day, what exactly do you do here then?
Oh, I'm sure that helped.
Well, they know me. They're getting used to me. And just like the city council, it takes a little bit of a bitter pill to understand where I'm coming from. It's not out of meanness. It's out of having changed, which, in fact, I'm on the way to the coffee with the city in any minute now. But Yeah, I think overall that our DMV, I was going to take a stab at them. It's interesting you brought this up. I was going to take a stab at them and see if we can get a formal complaint up over Dora's head, the manager. I understood she worked a long time to get to be manager to that particular DMV. I don't want to step on her or anything, but when you take a form in that says drop it off at the DMV and they tell you to mail it, I have no sympathy at this point.
All right, Linda, so. Keep us posted. We got to go.
Take care. I got to go too. Bye-bye.
All right, 238-5775-238-KPRL. Disagreement between Chris and I. Us two are on the same page, and a couple of texts and emails and our last caller are against us.
I mean, in a way, I'll probably always have sympathy for DMV workers regardless of their pay because I've worked in retail, and I know it's not exactly the same thing, but you deal with people. And I worked in retail during the pandemic, and one thing I will never forget is a lady came up to me and asked me, "Why is your guys' store so empty?" Well, gee. And secondly, you know, what could I possibly do about it?
Could you guess her age?
She was elderly.
Okay. All right. So, all right. Even with that, would you look back and say, take into consideration her age? It's like at the DMV, when you see people that are older.
Mm-hmm.
Would a thought go through your mind, these people may have trouble with the technology. I'm gonna prepare myself for this.
Yes, I would think that. However, she kind of doubled down after I told her, well, we're not getting a whole lot of shipments in because of the pandemic. And she simply said, yeah, I know, but your guys' store is so empty. I don't understand why. It's like, okay. Now imagine that, you know, and now you're a DMV worker and you've explained to somebody that they have to do something. They tell you they don't understand why. There's nothing you can do about it. And that's, you know, a whole different conversation about the bureaucratic system of these things where, you know, the frontline workers take all the brunt for stupid policies that higher-ups come up with.
That's true. That's true. Welcome to the real world.
Yeah. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Paso Fire and Emergency Services has released a statement reminding residents and property owners of the city's weed abatement ordinance. Property inspections for weed abatement requirements will begin May 12th. The purpose is to decrease fire hazards caused by vegetation growth and the accumulation of debris. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo announced there'll be a prescribed burn at the Huasna Ranch property this weekend. Beginning Sunday, March 29th, Cal Fire, in coordination with other agencies, will be burning 1,900 acres adjacent to the Gifford burn scar. The impact to the populated communities is expected to be minimal. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the low 80s. It's 49 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Sue Guzman. The Senate early this morning voting to pass a bill to fund most of the Department of Homeland Security, restoring pay to TSA agents.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill's amended as passed.
The bill funds all of the DHS except for ICE with no reforms to ICE and CBP as have been requested by Democrats. The measure now heads to the House. President Trump says he will hold off on striking Iranian energy plants for 10 days while negotiations continue. He tells Fox's The Five Iran asked for it.
Could we have more time? Because we're talking about tomorrow night, which is pretty quick. And if they don't do what they have to do, I will knock out their power plant.
America's listening to Fox News.
Music.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morrow Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are and what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esther Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But yeah, no, we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
It is 10 minutes away from 7 at The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. Time for sports. And it's brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
In Sweet 16 action, 1-seed Arizona cruised past 4-seed Arkansas, 109-88. The Wildcats had 6 players end in double digits and shot 64% from the field. They're headed to the Elite Eight for the first time since 2015, where they're going to face 2-seed Purdue, who survived on a last-second tip-in to defeat 11-seed Texas, 79-77. 3-seed Illinois knocked off 2-seed Houston, 65-55, and 9-seed Iowa had a 77-71 win over 4-seed Nebraska. The Hawkeyes are headed to the Elite Eight for the first time since 1987, where they're going to face Illinois. Opening day in Major League Baseball, and the Dodgers defeated the Diamondbacks 8-2. Guardians outscored the Mariners 6-4. In the NBA, Con Knipple had 26 points and 11 rebounds as the Hornets defeated the Knicks 114-103. On the ice, the Ducks beat the Flames 3-2.
Here's a baseball story you may want to follow. The third baseman for the Philadelphia Phillies, Alex Baum, he is suing his parents. According to him, they, well, let's just say transferred millions of dollars from him. All right, by the way, he had 2 or 3 hits yesterday in opening day. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th in Riverside. In Paso Robles, moving gently along here, it is time for this, or at least it was. Where is it? No, there it is. Nope, it's not there either. Where is it? Still getting used to this.
North County weather.
All righty, it's brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you in it since 1979. Clouds and sunshine on your Friday with highs in the, I almost said upper 40s. That's what it's now. Low 80s. All right. Some clouds, but mostly clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid 40s. Sunshine and clouds mixed in on your Saturday with highs in the low 80s. Sunday will be mostly sunny with highs in the mid 80s, and then clouds will come in mid 70s on Monday. Could see some PM showers down to about 45% on Tuesday, mid 60s. Upper 60s Wednesday, Thursday, and a week from today. Today's UV index will be 7 up and down. 6:57 a.m., 7:21 p.m. Here we are. It's 49 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical. And again, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Okay, The Right Choice, KPRL. Here we go with the world famous.
Who let the dogs out?
Alert.
Who let the dogs out?
Hooter, 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 hooter.
The world-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier anywhere. Checking in to see what critters may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound. Chris, was the cat at the front door when you came in this morning?
Not this morning, but yesterday they were.
Okay, yesterday, this morning it was, and today it ran away.
Ah, shucks.
Didn't, for whatever reason, it just, because usually you can get within a couple of feet and it just walks today, just, I don't know. Maybe there's been some stuff going on out there. Anyway, if you lose one, we have nothing to report on the World Famous Pet Alert. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station, Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or the other option is, and the best option, reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. Simply go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. All righty, we have 5.5 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice KPRL. Friday trivia. And trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You're qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, it's Friday. And the trivia question is a music question. Now, what I do is I play a little bit of a tease of a song. If you know the name of the song or the artiste, call in and give it your best shot. Do not answer a question with a question. And watch your inflection to make sure it does not sound like a question, or we're going to make you stand in line at the DMV. All right, here we go. This may be pretty easy. Oh, but by the way, just as a heads up, and I guess it's because Friday is in the air and spring is in the air, I've got an email that I can't wait to bring up next hour. All right, so anyway, good luck, and here, and away we go, I guess is the proper way to do this. 238-5775, 238-KPRL, if you thinks you knows this song. If you thinks you know this song. 238-5, oh, here we go, here we go. Hi, good morning.
Big girls don't cry.
Big girls don't cry. Right on the nose, sir, and may I have your name, please?
Yes, sir, John Gallagher.
John, have you ever seen Jersey Boys?
No, sir.
All right, you like the Four Seasons?
I do.
Highly recommend, if you get a chance, if it's still playing anywhere, to go see it. It's really, really good. Enjoy it. All right, John, we have you down as a qualifier.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yep, this was one of the biggest songs of 1962. It was released in October. No, excuse me, recorded in October, released in October. And it was number one for 5 weeks. The Four Seasons had two songs that year that were number one for 5 weeks. The other was Sherry. But here is the big one, Big Girls Don't Cry. Most of the song of the Four Seasons had hits were written by Bob Crewe and Bob Gaudio, both part of the Seasons. And according to Gaudio, he was watching a movie with Rhonda Fleming and Ronald Reagan called Tennessee Partner when he heard Payne's character slapped Fleming in the face and after said, "Big girls don't cry." However, Bob Cruise said he was dozing off in his Manhattan home with a television when he awoke to see Payne's manhandling Fleming in another movie called Slightly Scarlet. That line was in that film, "Big Girls Don't Cry." Here's something very interesting about the song. Although it was number one for 5 weeks, it was not in the top hits of the 1962 Billboard. By the way, "Big Girls Don't Cry" was also number one for 3 weeks on the Billboard's Rhythm and Blues survey. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. They got what you need and more. Check it out.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.